That is where, as I say, when we would feel very much when we had only a few people come and ask about Baba, like if we were in a place like Satara, where we don't know anybody, nobody knows us. We know a civil surgeon, that's because, you know, so then we are trying to protect Baba's image in the right way, right? So that people don't misunderstand by this or that. And then, boom, would come the accident and just explosion. I mean, who after that can get up and speak up and say, yes, Baba's God, Baba's Baba. You know, Dr. Donkin said Dr. William Donkin sent a card to them for Christmas, and in it was Baba's saying, in which Baba said, I was Ram, I was Krishna, I was Jesus, I'm now Mary Baba. Oh, that upset them a lot, the missionaries. They're very good people, but that upset them a lot because they, you know, they started praying for us. We've had a lot of prayers said for us. Lots.
To save you from the delusion.
But when the accident came, and now we are feeling, oh, well, you know, well, it's beyond, it's finished now. So we had no thought for these people. I mean, that image was, what shall we say, our wish to impress them with who Baba is and make them, that's gone, you know, that's shattered, that dream. We just go with, then we meet them on the road. Such reverence, such love. They have been waiting for Baba's car to pass. Been waiting for a long time. And the way they bowed. I just give that one glimpse of them. It's as if I had glimpsed Baba behind the veil. I mean, there was no doubt about that. And so I always like to think that, just like when Baba Sadra was sometimes tear, and you could see his skin, his beautiful arm or shoulder, you know. And in the same way, when his body is broken, it somehow exposes his divinity. You can see through, it becomes slightly. It must be very difficult for him not to expose his godhood. One day Baba said that, because one person kept saying, Baba, why don't you manifest? You please manifest? When will you manifest? You know, some people come. We'll do that. There's ideas. And Baba would very sweetly reply and you know, evade. But once he said,
why don't you manifest, Baba?
Yeah. He said, it's very easy for me to manifest. Very easy for me to release myself. It's difficult not to. Mm-hmm. You've no idea, Baba said. Mm-hmm. You see, he said, and then he said something so practical and so delightful. He said, you know, like when you get wind in the stomach, it's so difficult to hold it in, isn't it? But you can only do it in the right place at the right time. So at the right time. I will manifest in this life. I thought it was so. He never asked that again, that guy.
I think someone said after Baba's accident in the United States, in Oklahoma, that after that accident he looked so beautiful and radiant when he was in the hospital, injured. Just yes. Terribly injured, but he was just so beautiful. And
yeah, and when he gave darshan, wasn't it in New York after the accident?
That's right.
Yeah. When his leg,
yes.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Where was it?
New York.
New York.
And we heard versions of it. We heard description of it later from those who've been there. Baba's love was released so, and it flooded the place where they, all who was there, all received it.
Mm-hmm.
And they... And I said, and here was Mary saying, And when Baba was so beautiful, he didn't give dirty. And now he's laid in a cast. Oh, you know, feeling, wow, Baba was so powerful. It's amazing, his love.